Protests in Memphis. Until NATO, Fox News. Video released of 5 Memphis police officers and the beating of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Several protests in the city as that video shows black officers savagely beating the 29-year-old FedEx worker for 3 minutes.
The 5 officers involved, who are all black, have been fired and charged with second-degree murder. Nichols was pulled over on suspicion of reckless driving, but the department's chief says officials have not been able to substantiate that. In a statement, President Biden calls the footage horrific, saying it will leave people justifiably outraged, joining Nichols' family in calling for peaceful protests. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Demonstrations also held in New York City, Boston, and Washington, D.C. At least 7 people killed when a Palestinian gunman opened fire in Israel.
Israeli medical officials say a Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem as worshipers were gathering for prayers and was only stopped when he was shot by police. Several people were also hurt in the rampage. It's one of the deadliest attacks on Israelis in years and comes a day after Israeli troops killed 9 Palestinians in a raid in the West Bank. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to visit the region on Sunday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
President Biden talked with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. The White House says the president made clear this was an attack against the civilized world. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility after classified documents were found at his home. He told Fox,
"We should not have had classified documents at our home in Indiana. Mistakes were made."
Documents also found at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago and at President Biden's Delaware home. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
San Francisco police have released new audio and video from last year's attack on Paul Pelosi.
Footage from a responding police officer's body camera shows the moment suspect David DePap launched at Paul Pelosi with a hammer. Security footage shows DePap breaking a window at the Pelosi San Francisco home. Images, the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, says she will not view.
And I have absolutely no intention of seeing the deadly assault on my husband's life.
Paul Pelosi is seen lying motionless as officers try to handcuff the suspect. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. DePap has pleaded not guilty, charged with a slew of crimes, including attempted murder. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Top U.S. pharmacies are slashing hours as they suffer a staffing squeeze.
The pharmacist shortage has plagued the nation's biggest drugstore chain since the COVID pandemic. And now, as a result, CVS and Walmart are cutting pharmacy hours. In March, CVS plans to cut or shift hours at about 2/3 of its roughly 9,000 U.S. locations, while Walmart plans to reduce pharmacy hours by closing at 7 p.m. instead of 9 p.m. at most of its roughly 4,600 stores by March. Previously, Walgreens Boots Alliance said it was operating thousands of stores on reduced hours because of staffing shortages. The chains have been working to stop an exodus of pharmacy staff by offering perks like bonuses and higher pay. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Comedian Jay Leno is on the mend again. 2 months after undergoing surgery for serious burns, Leno got knocked off a motorcycle, cracked both kneecaps, broke his collarbone, and 2 ribs. He told the Las Vegas Review-Journal He's okay after the January 17th wreck, and he's even going to be working this weekend. Until NATO, this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.